Hello guys, so this is Tamil Udayan. I'm once again on your Budding HR Professional Podcast. So today I came up with an interesting topic of leadership. So everybody will have an idea to become a leader. So how you want to become an e-leader in HR profile in future? So in terms of leadership, you should consider three principles if you want to become an effective leader in the future. So today I'm going to talk about these three principles in this podcast, so don't miss out to listen to it, because if you attain these three principles, definitely I can assure you that one day you'll become a great leader in the future. So today I'm going to talk about these three principles to apply in the HR field to become a good HR leader in the future perspective. So the first principle I'm going to talk about in leadership is, this is still a formula. There is no standard formula for becoming a leader, and you cannot be leader by following someone. So this is the first formula. So if you want to become a leader, don't follow anybody, and especially who already become a leader. For example, there is Steve Jobs, there is Mother Teresa, there is Abraham Lincoln. Everybody is leader in their own approach and unique style. So they are not in different same place, but they acquired and they inspired people with different styles. So Steve Jobs looks like having a great emotional intelligence, and Mother Teresa is a person who is very care and loving, and Abraham Lincoln is the person who is from in political side. So everybody is different from everybody. So as a first principle, you should not follow anybody or copy anybody to become an leader. So automatically, if you copy or follow everybody, you are a follower of the leader and you will not be a leader once. So try to be unique yourself and have your own approach and own style if you want to become a great leader and effective leader. So for example, if you try to look on all the leader styles, you can get an idea. So see, everybody is not same, everybody is somewhat unique. So that uniqueness attracts people and makes the people to inspire. So as a first principle, try to be unique and create your own style of leadership, because there's different types of leadership. One is emotional intelligent leadership, transformational leadership, and emotional leadership. So there are different types of leadership. So while considering leadership, be unique, select your own style which you're benefited, and make your approach very different from others. So only that will make you as a leader. So in HR profile, for example, if you want to be a great HR leader, there is who is already popular HR leaders, follow their techniques, their aspects and their ways, definitely you cannot be become like a same, because each one have a different ways. It's not gonna work for you. In case he applying some employee engagement activities, you cannot apply same things on your employee, it will not be work. So create your own style, analyze the things, watch what you needed, and apply those things to become an effective leader in HR profile. So don't copy things from other HRs, so that you can also be effective in your field. So try to be unique, find your own way to become an effective leader in future. So this is the first principle of being a good leader or effective leader in future. And second thing is, if you analyze the all leaders, you can find one common thing for every leaders, and that will make him as a leader, or that will make him to feel something different from others. One is followers, but it's not like everybody who has a follower is not a leader, but the followers who do a lot for one person is the real leader. So there is an interdependent relationship between the follower and the leader. So this relationship should be maintained properly to be an effective leader. So how you can ask, how, what is the relationship between the follower and the leader? So this follower and leader is a mutual benefit process, where the follower takes some things from the leader to apply in his life, and the leader will take some benefits from the follower. What will be the expectation of followers? As a follower, we'll like to take some insights from them, some information, their approach towards the problem solvings, and how they think and how they approach different things. So, and in case if they come up with same situation, they will apply those things to their life and they will be benefited. And this will also make the followers will be get inspired by the leader, so that he can also become one successful person like him. So what does the thing leaders expect from the followers? As a leader, you should have a follower. So if you're not having any follower, automatically you will not become a leader. So as a leader, you should be getting criticized and opinions from the followers and things you want to change and what are the things they needed should be addressed. So there is an interlinked relationship between the leader and the follower. So as a leader, you should consider this relationship is very important and you should maintain this relationship for the long-term brand. So this relationship should be maintained in such a way and it should be pampered very much, because the connection between you and the follower is gonna empathize as you are a leader. So the followers is a very important for a leader, so you should consider this followers as a very important thing if you want to become a leader. And if you also treat a follower in a good way, automatically they will also treat somebody good and they will become a leader. So you should teach the followers how should the life be, but you should not make them influence. Instead, you can use your own things and you can make some good changes to the follower, and automatically you can preach a good things into the follower. So as a leader, the second principle is you should maintain this interdependent relationship between the follower and the leader in a very good manner, so that you can be a very effective leader for a long-term brand. For example, every leader there will be a follower who help them to go up. So you should consider this follower and you should always respect these followers to become an effective HR leader. So in terms of HR profile, it's same. So if you want to become an HR leader, first of all, you should give an importance to the follower who is the employee of the organization. So always treat your employee in a good way so that your relationship will be going so good in the future, so that you can be a very good leader in the long run. The third principle of being a leader: adaptability and flexibility. So as a leader, you should be ready for anything. Whenever, whatever comes, we should face. That's the spirit you should be having if you are a leader. So I personally believe in the T perspective. What is T is, you should have that generalized perspective on everything, like an horizontal line which in the top of the T, and the vertical line in the T depends of indicates the deepness of specialization. So you should be specialized in one thing, but you should have a knowledge on everything in a holistic view, so that whenever the follower needs something, you can give ideas for them. So don't be specialized in one thing and don't restrict yourself to that thing. So only you know about those things, but add to your knowledge the generalized and specialized thing. Even if you are specialized in a particular topic, don't let them to focus on that alone. Add some things to flavor on that, related to that, so that you can have a holistic approach and you can help the followers to attain every things in a good way. Even if you have doubts in different things, you can address them and you can help them to solve. So I think, I consider as an HR, you should be develop this thing definitely, because adaptability and flexibility is very important to be a leader, because you should not fear for a change. Only if you're not fearing for a change, you can go move upwards. To become a leader, you should consider this adaptability and flexibility feature as an important one, and you should learn everything in a holistic view rather than being specialized in a particular term and not knowing about other things. So please do consider these things in terms of adaptability and flexibility. So I want to give a short note on these three principles if you want to become an effective HR leader in the future. The first thing is, do not follow anybody, copy anybody. So for becoming a leader, there is no standard formula. And the second thing, what I emphasize, is please maintain an interdependent relationship between the followers and you, so that it will be so effective in the long term. It's not like a leader follower, it is something personal relationship. Without them, you are not a leader. So please do consider this relationship in a good manner and maintain them to be an effective leader. And third one is adaptability and flexibility. I think this adaptability and flexibility is very needed, is very much important in terms of leader. So please acquire that knowledge, like a T. Take that horizontal line as a holistic and generalized specialization, and at the vertical line as a deep specialization. So consider T, and you have knowledge on everything, so that you can address every issues of the follower. So consider these things in your life and apply these things in the futures to become an effective HR leader. So with that, I'm going to close this podcast. I think this will be very useful, and enjoy a weekend and have a happy Sunday. Until then, I'm signing off. I'll see you next week with